Chapter 3. A Perfect Welter of Confusion. War. Why, it is an advertisement to foreigners of our absolutely unprepared condition. Colonel Leonard Wood. Startling news disrupted the Rough Rider camp the morning of May 26th. A Rough Rider was dead. Irad Cochran Jr., just 19 years old, had been running drills a few days earlier when he was thrown from his horse and struck the ground headfirst. Within hours, a high fever set in, bacterial meningitis, and he was taken to the post hospital at Fort Sam Houston, where he died. Cochran's funeral was held the next day. At the conclusion of the service, 7 Rough Riders raised their carbines in unison as the entire regiment looked on in silence, their heads bared. They faced the black casket containing Cochran's body in full dress uniform. The honor guard fired 3 sharp volleys. The regimental bugler played taps. Then members of the deceased man's company, Troop E, escorted the casket out of the fairgrounds and to a waiting horse-drawn hearse, which carried the casket to the railroad depot. Cochran's body would be shipped over the Southern Pacific to his grieving parents in Las Vegas, New Mexico. For Cochran to die like this, bucked off a horse, something nearly every trooper had experienced and walked away from, was particularly unsettling for his comrades. The young man died without having seen Cuba, robbed of his chance to strike a blow for the Maine. Cochran had died without glory. Yet by that evening, his tragic end would be a distant, if unpleasant, memory. As his casket rode in a baggage car destined for New Mexico, a War Department clerk in Washington, D.C. tapped out a telegram with new orders for Colonel Wood. Those orders arrived at camp headquarters at 6 p.m. Wood smiled as he silently read the telegram. The regiment was to leave San Antonio immediately for Tampa, Florida, and report to Major General William Shafter, commander of the 5th Army Corps. Because of its closeness to Havana, Tampa had been chosen as the debarkation point for the invasion of Cuba. Wood handed the telegram to Roosevelt, who quickly scanned it. He looked at Wood.